Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, joined once again by our nutritional co-host, Sam Forbes, and our medical doctor, Dr. Richard Podell. And we have a special guest with us today. He was also here for the first hour. Those of you who are just tuning in, you missed a great first hour. We heard some new exciting news about omega-3 fatty acids and exactly what they can lead to. And our guest, Stuart Tomke, is back with us. Welcome back, Stuart.
Thank you for having me for the second hour.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Stuart, quickly, for those people who are just tuned in, can you give us a quick recap on the relationship with the omega-3 and this new compound that seems to be coming on called Resolvins?
Yes, the scientists at Harvard basically followed omega-3 through the entire process when the body metabolizes it, and they discovered these little mediators that were never known to exist before that have been coined resolvins and protectins. So the nomenclature is evolving, and it appears as if EPA produces its own set of these mediators, and DHA metabolizes their own set of these mediators, and they have all of these powerful activities in the body where they help to protect the cells from damage, meaning they help the immune system figure out who is a good guy and who's a bad guy. They're also involved in signaling the removal of all of the debris. You know, after the immune system gets activated, they're like little Pac-Men, those little white blood cells, gobbling up all the bad guys, to get all of that debris into the lymphatics. We never knew how the body knew, hey, it's time to clean up. We never understood that. Resolvins and protectins are intimately involved in that resolution. We've also learned that the body's natural antimicrobial sort of mucosal defense mechanisms, that you can actually help to potentiate the immune system the way the cod liver oil was always known as something for colds and flus. It appears as if there may be some link here that these little metabolites are involved in helping to resolve inflammation, so they are going to be an area of active research, and they're very exciting.
Yeah, it sure sounds it that way anyway. Hope somebody keeps it up. Now, why don't we talk to Eleanor, calling from Queens, New York. Hi, Eleanor.
Hi, I'm on 2 milligrams of Coumadin, and I want to know if the omega-3 would be harmful.
What's the latest there, Stuart?
Well, the American Journal of Cardiology has published an interesting review after the FDA had approved Lovazo, which is the pharmaceutical fish oil. There was some scrutiny over whether or not it would be a risk with people taking antiplatelet or antithrombotic medication. So the new recommendation is up to 4 grams of EPA and DHA combined, which is a lot, that there is no statistically significant increase in the risk of bleeding, according to a review from the journal, the American Journal of Cardiology. But always, and I know the doctor will agree with this, always just run that by your doctor. Even if it's new, you want to make sure that you're not out there going against doctor's orders.
Okay. Thank you very kindly.
Okay, so the bottom line that we can take away from what you said, with the caveat, of course, of each individual speaking with their own physician, is EPA and EPA, DHA, fish oils, and Coumadin shouldn't be a problem.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
And so that was very interesting. It's really shocked a lot of people. I remember talking to Dr. Maroon about it.
Yeah. It actually, when we had Duffy on the show, I think last year.
Oh, he talked about that.
He mentioned it. You know, also somebody called with a question, and he said, no, there is no problem. And I think that report may have just come out or something.
It did.
Yeah. So, but I just wanted to make sure nothing has changed since then. That's why I asked you as well.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for that call, Eleanor. And next we have Bert calling from Valley Cottage, New York.
Thank you. Thank you for calling, for taking my call. I also have a question about taking Plavix with fish oil. My sister was recently suffered a series of very small strokes, and the doctor put her on an aspirin a day, baby aspirin a day, and Plavix. I don't know how much Plavix she's taking.
And you want to know if there's any conflict with fish oil?
That's correct.
Have we heard anything there, Dr. Podell and Stewart?
Well, okay, Plavix is actually a stronger, well, I'm trying to say Coumadin is not a platelet inhibitor. It's an even stronger pro-bleeding type medicine than Coumadin is in many respects. And it isn't so much that it affects the prothrombin time for the Coumadin, but every little bit that makes you more likely to bleed in a very vulnerable person could be too much. Mm. The problem is we can't know who it's too much for and who it's too little for. Because after all, we are trying to prevent clotting. The risk for that is always increased bleeding. So you have a combination typically of there's a Coumadin, a Plavix, an aspirin, and a fish oil. Now, the fish oil has the least effect probably on making for bleeding, but it will still push in that direction a little bit. If you've then got Plavix or Coumadin or aspirin, we don't really have the tools to tell us when it's too much and when it isn't. And that's where you have to interact with your own doctor.
I have a question, Dr. Podell. I mean, rather than look at blood tests and everything like that, how about the old-fashioned way and do a pinprick and figure out how long it takes a healthy person should heal from a pinprick
that's actually a good thought. Nobody's really done that systematically to see if it's the right thing. There's a more sophisticated version called the bleeding time, which you can actually do in the lab. They'll take a little scratch across your forearm and see how long it takes to bleed. I think that's a very intelligent thing to try. But we don't really have published studies that show how well it correlates.
We didn't hear from Stewart.
No, I agree exactly with what the doctor said. It's something that is not – because we are trying desperately to come up with answers for everyone about fish oil, I want to quickly add one of the young researchers at ISFAL this year showed a technique that he's innovating where they take a little piece of your tissue and your blood and you put it in a tube and you send it to a lab. And they print out 150,000 different downstream lipid metabolites, right?
It's a big piece of paper.
this is going to get kind of complicated to get a single sort of reductionist answer. But I think what Dr. Podell said and what Sam said are absolutely reasonable things. We don't have published studies, so we don't know for sure.
Okay, thanks for that call, Bert. And, you know, I just want to tell you a little bit about Nordic Naturals products. You know, obviously, they're in the fish oil business, and Nordic Naturals does their processing in Norway, and they make a whole variety of products. They make the basic fish oil. They make them in capsules. They make them in liquid. They also make the old-fashioned cod liver oil in liquid, in capsules, in different flavors, and we have different flavors of the fish oil as well. We have different potencies of the capsules. We have the basic fish oil capsules that Nordic makes. They also make something called Ultimate Omega, which is two or three times as potent as the basic formula, so you can wind up taking less capsules if that's what you want to do. They have DHA liquid. They have formulas for kids. So any conceivable form that fish oil can come in, and probably any conceivable flavor, Nordic Naturals makes it. So if you want to get a nicely formulated product, which is clean. They go to an awful lot of trouble to make sure they remove all of the mercury and whatever PCBs and whatever else is floating around the ocean. So,
and they have to be just about the freshest fish oil you can get. Isn't that right, Stuart?
Was that Sam?
They happen to be the best, freshest, some of the freshest fish oil you can get.
Well, that's one of the luxuries we have with fish oil, because this is such a competitive category that, unlike botanicals, where it's really tricky for us to figure out, you know, which one's better than another one, unless you can agree on what the active components are, right?
Yep.
With fish oils, when you're done making it, you just run them through the machine, and you test the lack of oxidation. The reason this is so important is not only does the oxidation potentially lead to some tissue damage. If you're eating a rotten fish, you're going to get tissue damage. If you're eating rotten fish oil, you may get tissue damage. But more importantly, if a fish oil is oxidized, that will inadvertently change its structure. If it changes its structure, it may change its function. The other thing I sent you, Arnie, and I know we got to take the calls, but at some point I want to address that new research with the receptors inside of the cells.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We're going to pause for a break now, and when we come back, guess what we're going to discuss?
EPAR.
There you go. Okay. Like Stuart said, we're going to be at some stuff, new stuff to do as well. Okay, this is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll be back after these messages.
Jarrow Formulas has a new probiotic supplement, Jarrodophilus CDS. CDS stands for Clinically Documented Strains. Jarrodophilus CDS contains 7 strains of beneficial bacteria offering a broad spectrum of health benefits. With 20 billion total probiotic organisms per capsule, Jarrodophilus CDS promotes better and more comfortable digestion, healthier bowel function, more efficient bulking and regularity, improved immune response, and greater overall gastrointestinal wellness. All bacteria are not created equal, and an unwelcome bacterial imbalance can occur when you travel, when you're stressed, or when you're just not eating properly. Jarrodophilus CDS helps to reestablish digestive balance and restore gut health. It utilizes an advanced polysaccharide matrix protection formulation that delivers more probiotics to precisely where they're needed. Ask for Jarrodophilus CDS at Wilner Chemists.
And I want to point out that one of our favorite Jarrow products, Pomgard, the pomegranate concentrate capsules, are now on sale at one-half price. And also, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by American Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the former vitamin C you've learned to trust. American Health products are now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 30% off list price. And I also want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Here are some examples of what's on sale now. Source Naturals, the full line, 35% off. Rainbow Light, American Health, Natrol, full lines at 30% off list. And there's much more. Green Foods, Nature Aid, Super Nutrition, UAS Labs, Derma E, Country Life. Check out the full sale listing on our website, www.wilner.com.
That's right. And here's a question. Do you have our current product reference catalog? Well, you can pick one up at any Wilner Chemist store. It's free. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, you ought to be. Just call 1-800-633-1106, and you can choose option number 3. Let me give you that number again. It's 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website. As Arnie just told you, it's www.wilner.com, and you can subscribe online. Well, even better, you can visit us at either of our 2 stores in Manhattan, or you can visit us in our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is located at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park, and that's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And our downtown store is at 253 Broadway. That's near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. And if you're in Atlanta, you can visit us at the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. We'll resume taking your calls in just a moment.
Menopause, often a very uncomfortable time for women. Hot flashes, night sweats, headaches, mood changes, fatigue. What causes this? Their bodies produce less estrogen. One solution to this problem is to take supplemental phytoestrogens, supplements in plants like soy and red clover that weakly mimic estrogen. Problem is, they don't always work. But Solgar has a new product, PM Phytogen Complex, that works when the others don't. It contains a stronger phytoestrogen complex derived from Thai kudzu. Found only in Thailand, this herb has a long history of use for promoting youthful skin and hair, strength and vitality, making it ideal for relieving the symptoms of menopause. The phytoestrogens found in Thai kudzu are more bioidentical to human estrogen, making it many times more powerful. PM Phytogen Complex from Solgar, the effective solution to your menopause problems. PM Phytogen Complex is available at Wilner Chemists.
What's in your omega diet? While omega 3, 6, and 9 are essential fatty acids that should already be part of your daily health routine, one may be missing. Omega 7, the omega you haven't heard about. Well, no longer. New Chapter introduces supercritical omega 7 and its key ingredient, sea buckthorn. Revered for its anti-aging properties, sea buckthorn oil has been used traditionally for centuries to help moisturize, soothe, and restore the skin. The berries and seeds of this botanical are also a source of traditional omega 3, 6, and 9, making natural omega 7 soft gels from New Chapter the optimal form of essential fatty acid supplementation. Stop by Wilner Chemist today and make New Chapter's supercritical omega 7 a part of your skin health routine. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Come to my
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Prodell. Our special guest, Stuart Tomp from Nordic Naturals. And, excuse me, before the break, we said we were going to talk a little bit about another study, and this one had to do with fish oils and insulin sensitivity.
And Arnie, that one is still ongoing, so that one is not completed yet. The reason I wanted to bring that to your attention is because the target group, and this is going on at the University of Arkansas, this is being sponsored by the same company that had the FDA approval for the pharmaceutical fish oil.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a pretty good population group, about 135 people in the study. They're using 4 grams of omega-3, EPA, and DHA. So here's a large dose here. And these are for people that are not yet diagnosed with diabetes. So mm-hmm. This is for a group of people. The focus of the study, I'm reading it from their paperwork, is on subjects with insulin resistance and metabolic syndrome, but who do not yet have diabetes. And I would venture to say that that would be the majority of the people we're trying to help with over-the-counter fish oil products,
mm-hmm.
right?
Absolutely.
And so their argument, what they're trying to prove, is the receptor sites inside of the nucleus that are the targets and have been the targets for both the fibrate drugs and the glitazone drugs, that the absolute perfect key to fit right into those receptor sites appears to actually be omega-3 and its metabolites. This may explain the lower levels of diabetes and metabolic syndrome in people in the Mediterranean region or in the Pacific Rim that don't eat a high glycemic index diet and have more of these omega-3s in their diet. This is going to be very exciting.
Yeah, well, it looks like this thing is due to end the end of the year.
I know. We've been waiting for that proof because people want those double-blind. I understand. They want the real studies. And
yeah.
The mechanism of action here is remarkable. It plays into what I was trying to answer with Sam as to why the structure of these fatty acids, because I'm sure Dr. Podell has seen this, and we've all seen this, that there's such discrepancies in dietary studies that arise from individual genetic and feeding variations, and some studies say it's a panacea, and some studies say, I'm not really sure, this stuff doesn't work all that well. And we believe it has to do with the structure of the omega-3, with its lack of oxidation and how close it mimics a fresh fish to really determine its efficacy.
Yeah, I think that's a fair guess, and it would be good to nail it down.
This is so good, because I think we're getting closer. You know?
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to have you back here again maybe in the fall, and we'll go over some more stuff like this.
Well, I'll be in the studio, I think, in the fall. I'm coming in town.
I know. That's why I said it.
Oh, no, that's good. No, I want to. Hopefully this will be done by then, and we can all talk more about this.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's say hello to Susan from the Bronx.
Yes, hi. I wanted to know about lupus and fish oils.
Okay. Doctor?
Well, there are some studies that suggest, they're not terrific studies, at least for rheumatoid arthritis, there are a couple of studies that show that high-dose fish oil seems to improve how people feel. I'm not sure that there are actually studies specifically on lupus, but it's the same sort of disease, and one would expect the same sort of findings would be found. That's best as I can say. It's not at this point considered a major treatment, but in a holistic model, you try and do each part that you can. And so I would, if I had a patient with that, I would be using fish oil.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks for that call, Susan. And next we have Eric calling from Long Island.
Hello.
Hi, Eric.
Hi. I just have two questions. One is related to hemp seed oil.
Okay.
I'd like to know what the guest speaker feels, the benefits, disadvantages. Next question relates to the omega-3 fish oils. I've come across some information regarding the new FDA-approved omega-3 and the fact that there's a claim made that dioxins are not necessarily removed through purification for the fish oils that are available in a general health food store, whereas the FDA-approved version has that particular agent removed. And I'd like to hear what the speaker has to say about these two questions.
Okay, why don't you take the EPA one first, Stuart?
I will. Hemp seed, chia, salba, flaxseed, whatever the source of plant omega-3, it is all alpha-linoleic acid. It's an 18-carbon long omega-3. It's all the same. Now, whether or not omega-3 levels in the ALA from the hemp seed may be a little bit higher than flaxseed or salba, I'd have to look at all those studies, but it all needs to get converted. So it's all the same. It needs to get elongated. And Dr. Podell mentioned earlier, if you've got diabetes, or if you've got alcoholism, or if you're deficient in magnesium, biotin, vitamin C, and a new one, if you have PCBs in your tissues, that will help. That will inhibit the body's ability to convert ALA into what we really need.
Okay.
So I'm not sold on flaxseed. On
okay. Stuart, you know what? Hold up a little bit. We need to pause for another quick break. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by American Health and Home Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust, now on sale at 30% off list price at Wilner Chemists. And we will be back in just a moment.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Looking for an easy and fun way to get the benefits of EGCG-rich tea? T-Zen is the answer. That's T-E-A-Z-E-N. T-Zen is a totally different experience that makes drinking tea fun. T-Zen is a concentrated liquid white tea brimming with the super antioxidant EGCG. In fact, one serving of T-Zen has 8 times the EGCG of a typical cup of regular black tea. T-Zen comes in convenient dropper bottles. There are 6 delicious flavors and special combinations with no artificial sweeteners or preservatives. All are calorie-free and decaffeinated. Choose from the following formulas: energizing, beauty, immunity, vitamin C, wellness, antioxidant, stress, or night. Check out the details on our website, wilner.com, under T-Zen. Click the info button. Try all 6 T-Zen formulas. You'll like them.
Okay, now let's go for a check on the traffic.
This report is brought to you by Adelphi University. Is creative writing your passion? Learn more about Adelphi's MFA in creative writing at the Manhattan Center Open House, Wednesday, April 29th from 4:30 until 7:30. Visit adelphi.edu/RSVP. It's less than 10 minutes in and out of the city, both the Lincoln and Holland tunnels, moving well at the George Washington Bridge, Patterson on I-80 eastbound at Route 19. Very heavy traffic due to an accident. All lanes are subject to closure. Westbound, there's heavy rubbernecking delays. Delays are being reported at the area airports. Call your carrier for updated information. Moving well at the Tappan Zee Bridge, no reported delays. There was a 45-mile-per-hour speed restriction. Slow on the Cross Bronx Expressway westbound at 3rd Avenue. Eastbound, that's doing okay. Some scattered delays being reported on LIRR. Jackie Robinson Parkway eastbound between Cypress Avenue and Cypress Hill Street. That accident has now been cleared and now moving well at the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, both Brooklyn-bound and Manhattan-bound. I'm Ion Levinson with
WOR.
Looking
for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a physician, the number one complaint I get these days is about fatigue. That's usually when patient and doctor sit down and have the talk about diet, exercise, and ProPax with NT Factor. Make no mistake, ProPax with NT Factor is a serious supplement for serious people. People who refuse to let age take anything away from lifestyle. Fact, ProPax with NT Factor is a doctor-proven nutritional program that eliminates fatigue up to 40% in 8 weeks. 3 clinical trials and a hospital study prove it. Fact, the nutrient compound NT Factor actually repairs and replaces damaged cells, the place where we convert oxygen and food to energy. Just 2 multi-packs each day do the trick. And because it's 100% from whole food and food extracts, it's completely safe. Look, if you're serious about maintaining your energy levels and getting all the needed nutrients daily, regardless of your age, a daily commitment to ProPax with NT Factor is the answer. ProPax with NT Factor, a serious supplement for serious people.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gatomer along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. Special guest, Stuart Tomk, the educator for Nordic Naturals. And before the break, we were talking to Eric. Stuart was talking to Eric, and you started off with the hemp oil, Stuart.
Right, and I think I was able to explain that. Switching to the PCBs and the dioxins, you know, we don't have a standard here in the United States that is established. If you look at what the Norwegians have, as a target of where you want to be. They're saying about 2 parts per trillion with a T. Mm-hmm. Anything over that, you've got a problem, a potential problem. With Nordic Naturals, we're testing it at 0.5 parts per trillion on the dioxins. So when I hear somebody say, this pharmaceutical one meets these standards and the over-the-counter, this stuff doesn't, there's no evidence to support that kind of claim.
Okay, Eric. That's...
Let me throw in on this. I mean, he can hang up if he wants.
No, that's okay.
The Lavazza people, which is the prescription fish oil, came by my office. And, you know, it's a great advantage because it's covered by insurance and so forth. And I said, what lab data do you have to show that there's no mercury or that there's no dioxin and so forth? And he had no idea that labs will certify that a manufacturer is good. But in the health food industry, people like Nordic Naturals and others can show that their product is good. So I don't know whether they just didn't bother teaching them this. And if so, does that mean that they don't have the data or that they do have the data and they just didn't think that doctors cared? So any thoughts on how we can find this out from the Lavazza people?
Well, I would just keep asking them. When I was set up at the Independent Pharmacy Show in California, Nordic Naturals' booth was across the aisle from Lavazza.
Yeah.
And this was fascinating, Doctor, to watch, because it's not like the drug companies are making an analog that we couldn't make in the natural product arena. They're making a fish oil, right?
Right. Yeah.
And their whole argument was they stood there with their arms folded and they said, this the one approved by the FDA. This the one approved by the FDA. And the young pharmacists, they were really bright. They were like, so what?
Yeah.
We want to, first of all, there are a couple things. I'm glad we're bringing this up. First of all, it's in a base of soybean oil, which I don't know. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. There's some artificial preservatives in there, which is also, I mean, you know, it's still whatever. It's also not in a natural delivery system. What I mean by that is the pharmaceutical fish oil is in a delivery system that is new to nature. They concentrate that stuff to 90% EPA,
yeah,
and they leave it. It's an esterified free fatty acid. When I'm talking about the receptor sites in the nuclear envelope, that little tiny changes in the fatty acid have influence on activating these different receptor sites, we have an emerging theory at Nordic Naturals that we're seeing such dynamic results because our fish oil is in the natural delivery system as it occurs in the ocean, even when it's concentrated. So I'm not saying Lavazza is bad, don't get me wrong. I'm saying this is not an area where they can improve on what our innovation has already brought to market. They've not done anything unique or different to improve fish oil in any way, shape, or form.
Okay, Eric, did we answer your question?
Thank you very much. Thank
all righty. Who's next? Joe from Fords, New Jersey.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. My question is for the panel. 14 months ago, I got an echocardiogram, and it showed that I had moderate aortic stenosis, and the opening in the aortic valve was 0.94. At that time, I went on fish oil for the first time, and I decided to eat salmon every day. So for the last 14 months, I've been eating salmon every day, and I've been taking a tablespoon of omega-3 fish oil a tablespoon with each meal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those 14 months went by, and I just got my echocardiogram yesterday through the mail, and now the stenosis is severe, and the opening went down 13% to 0.76. And my question could this be because I'm taking too much fish oil? Or what can I do to remedy this problem? I'm on a good supplement program. I take ubiquinol. I'm taking magnesium taurate. I'm taking GPLC carnitine.
Yeah.
What do you recommend?
Okay, first we'll give Dr. Posey.
Yeah, Doc.
If this is an aortic stenosis and that the valve itself is narrowing down, I don't think we have a clue as to what the mechanism is.
Mm.
It's not like arteriosclerosis. It's a whole different phenomenon. And I wouldn't expect fish oil either to help it or hurt it. And I think that this is simply the progression of the disease by its own natural course. And, you know, maybe you're going to need an operation on that. I think fish oil is ultimately a good thing for people in general and for heart disease people in particular, but it's not particularly going to be useful for valve disease, as far as I can tell.
Okay, I would say off the top, you probably are overdoing the fish oil a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the amount of salmon you're eating. Now, Stuart mentioned earlier that another caller that she was eating a lot of fish, and all things being equal, she really didn't need the fish oil. But you know, you're a little less healthy than she is, so okay, we could go along with a little bit of fish oil, perhaps. You know, maybe a couple of teaspoons, but you know, you seem to be taking 3 tablespoons, which is way too aggressive, I think. Stuart?
I have a recommendation that would be interesting to try. Because we make an 84% EPA concentrate, known as EPA Extra, maybe if you were to just try that for a while, because the EPA is the one that Dr. Sirhan found is really the pathway to resolvin, that way you're not taking as much fish oil by volume, but you're still getting a very concentrated amount of the EPA extra. It's a novel possibility. Doctor, does that sound like something that might be worth exploring?
Yeah, it's worth exploring. How we explore it is unclear.
Right. But I'm saying in lieu of taking all that fish body oil,
to
reduce the frequency of that and just take a few capsules of the EPA extra, I've just... You know, just a novel idea that might be worth trying out.
Yeah.
I'm also, we recently had Kyolic on the air, and they mentioned something about Kyolic freeze-dried garlic for certain kinds of heart issues, including aortic stenosis. Kyolic garlic has gotten some pretty good research backing it up behind it, and you may want to take a look at it. It certainly wouldn't hurt. There's probably no downside to take it, but... try the Kyolic Reserve or even the liquid. Arnie, you take a teaspoon of the liquid, maybe
a teaspoon a day.
Well, you could probably do a couple teaspoons and give that a try.
Okay, that's Kyolic Garlic. That might be something you want to look into, Joe. If you go onto their website, kyolic.com, right. they have all their research and literature there, and you might find something that would be helpful for you. Okay, Joe, thanks so much for that phone call. And our number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710. We have a couple of open lines for those of you who may have had difficulty getting through earlier. And our next caller is Steve from Manhattan.
Good afternoon. I have a question about the preferred form of EPA and DHA. I think Stuart touched on it about a call ago.
Mm-hmm.
Experts seem to disagree on whether it's ethyl ester or triglyceride, and I'm wondering what his view is on that.
I know.
Me too.
Okay, Stuart, go ahead.
Well, this is an area of intense debate. Even at the International Society for the Study of Fatty Acids and Lipids, and this was very interesting for me to watch that from their perspective. Researchers would get up there and they'd explain their study model, and they would say, we used X number of milligrams of ethyl ester from whoever, or we used a natural triglyceride from Nordic Naturals. And I'll try to make it simple. In nature, because the omega-3 is in a particular shape, our contention is that it's the fat which motivates the bile and lipase, really starting in the mouth or in the stomach, eating the fish, drinking a liquid, or taking a capsule, which then gets the bile and lipase to break apart the triglyceride, where it's then given an ionic charge in the stomach so it can diffuse into the cell membrane. So we can't figure out for the life of us why an esterified ethyl ester concentrated new-to-nature fatty acid would be superior in any way, shape, or form. Now, yet there is no finished clinical research on humans where we're challenging the same person with both ethyl esters and triglycerides and monitoring how long it stays in the cell membrane and half-life and so forth. Hopefully, at some point over the next year or so, Nordic's groundbreaking research on that will be finished. It's currently going on in Italy, and hopefully we can put that to rest. And even if we do, Dr. Podell will be able to agree with this, that'll only be one study. Yep. We'll need to repeat it over and over and over before we ever have an exact answer.
Well, you're conservative too, huh?
I'm trying to be. I want to, you know.
Okay.
Does that answer your question, caller?
Steve?
Yeah, let me interject one point.
Sure.
Experts such as Dr. Sears makes the point that most of the studies have been done with ethyl ester, and that's the reason that's his preferred form.
And I understand that. However, the epidemiological evidence of people that have eaten fresh fish outweigh any of the, these controlled studies are still very, very, very small. So we've got to keep that in mind as well. See, if it's a new-to-nature fat, your body will not take a natural will take an ethyl ester. It'll absorb into the bloodstream via the flora. Now, based on this resolvin and protectin discovery, if it needs the cytochrome P450 to be converted into resolvins and protectins in the gut, in the liver, and in the blood, what if you're having problems? What if you've got no microflora in the gut? What if your liver's all messed up? So there are huge areas of contention here. I do know if you take an ethyl ester fish oil and you bite into it, if it's a fishy-tasting fish oil, if it's oxidized, I don't care what the delivery system is. Number two, if you take an ethyl ester fish oil and squeeze it into a styrofoam cup, it melts the styrofoam. Now, I asked Captain Hiblin in the Army, who's also an MD with the NIH, if that means it has adverse biological activity, and he said, we can't say that yet, but it sounds kind of creepy. So I understand Dr. Sears is a brilliant researcher in this area, but this fish oil chemistry is getting very, very competitive, and our contention is still if it's in a natural triglyceride delivery system, your body recognizes it more as food, and it goes through the normal metabolic process.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, Steve, thanks for that very, very interesting call. And we're going to pause for our last break. You're listening to The Wilner Window here on WOR in New York and WGKA in Atlanta, Georgia. And this is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Stuart Tompkin, will all be back after these messages.
Looking for an easier way to eliminate digestive problems? Maintaining digestive balance and regularity takes more than cutting out problem foods. Help your body make the most of your nutrition and feel your best with stomach-friendly probiotics acidophilus formulas from American Health. These high-quality probiotics are formulated with up to 20 billion live organisms per serving to help your body get more nourishment from your food and more energy for your life. American Health's probiotics promote the growth of friendly bacteria in the intestinal tract and replenish them when depleted. There are billions of good reasons to turn to American Health. Look for stomach-friendly probiotic capsules or liquid supplements in four great-tasting yogurt-like flavors. And for convenient on-the-go support, try milk-free chewables in naturally delicious fruit flavors. Available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists. 1-800-633-1106.
No one needs protein more than active individuals, athletes, and weekend warriors looking for increased strength, power, and endurance. Why? During any physically strenuous activity, an athlete's continued muscle use will result in muscle breakdown. Once this occurs, the muscles of the body require adequate levels of high-quality protein to heal and rebuild. The greater the stress, the more protein is required to rebuild and restore the muscles. Not all protein isolates are of equal quality. Some use a heat-processed whey protein that can denature or break down the protein and the immunoglobulins. Bluebonnet, on the other hand, employs a special low-temperature microfiltration process which leaves the protein undenatured and the immunoglobulins intact. Bluebonnet's 100% natural whey protein isolate is one of the purest and most potent whey protein products on the market, providing 26 grams of protein that's microfiltered and free of recombinant bovine growth hormone. Additionally, there are no artificial flavors or sweeteners, and it is low in fat, carbohydrates, sodium, and cholesterol. So if you're looking for a pure, high-quality, fast-acting protein to optimize performance and the recovery phase of both your muscles and immune system, Bluebonnet's 100% natural whey protein isolate is the right way.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Stuart Tom Crum, Nordic Naturals. And our next caller is Jason from Atlanta, Georgia. Hi, Jason.
Hi.
Got a question for us.
Yes, I do. I had a kidney transplant 2 years ago from my mother. And I started taking fish oil about, 6 months ago. And I was wondering if it's good for the grafts, but I was wondering if that's true and if there's any bad side effects I could possibly have from it.
I'll pass that along.
I think that's something for the kidney doctor.
Yeah.
I know that fish oil has good things in a variety of kidney diseases, but when you're actually treating, when you've already had a transplant and you have all these immune suppressant drugs and whatnot, I wouldn't want to guess at what the interactions are. My guess would be, if I were guessing, which I'm not, is that it would be useful. But for sure, you want to know from the doctor because it isn't a simple, straightforward situation anymore.
Okay, Jason, that's probably the best advice we could give you.
Yep. Oh, okay. All right.
But thanks for calling, Jason.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Next, we have Joan from Levittown, Long Island.
Hi. I want to thank you, first of all, for your program. It's most helpful and informative.
Thank you.
And I was wondering if Stuart could mention the exact thing he said before about the what he to put on your gums.
Fish oil and gums.
Well, I want to make sure I refresh this again. That was a study that was done on rabbits. Not humans, cutting-edge, new material. You know, people have often asked, how much Ultimate Omega do I rub on my gums to regenerate my tissues and my jaw? Yet nobody knows. And remember, the body needs to take these fish oils and convert them through the enzymes, into these metabolites. So I don't think it's safe for us to rush to conclusion there at all.
You think it would hurt to do it, though, to rub it on your gums right now?
Well, the body needs to metabolize it, so I don't think using it topically is what would work.
No, but if you're taking it internally, too.
If you're taking it internally, there's a possibility. What made this so exciting is that this was considered science fiction, right? When people got to that, when animals got to a place where there was severe tissue damage and the bone was eaten away, the idea of regeneration wasn't really known to exist much. It was a real anomaly.
Right.
So, Dr. Podell, do you want to say something about that?
No.
Okay. I just want to make sure that nobody's misled here in any way, shape, or form.
It would not be harmful to do, to try it.
Never, no.
It shouldn't be harmful.
Yeah. Maybe we'll make history.
Yeah, hey. Try it, Joan, and give us a holler.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I want to clarify, Stuart, was it the rabbits given actual omega-3, or are they given some sort of synthesis of
they were given a Resolvin E1 analog.
Analog, okay. Yeah. Okay, and they were given it internally?
No. it was rubbed topically.
It was topically. All right, so this is a far different thing, and this is experimental. This is not available, I guess.
That is correct.
Okay.
And he wanted me to say what to do with it.
Well, the thing is,
I just want to make sure that I'm, I could see some fish oil yahoo out there saying, look at fish oil, will regenerate your gums.
You know, we're coming sort of towards the end of the show, but I want to, just make sure that and give you a chance to tell everyone how important it is to take fish oils if you have inflammation. I think that's one of the big ideas that we've heard today.
Yeah.
Inflammation, any type, I guess, I don't even know of any disease condition doesn't involve inflammation of one type or another anyway.
Yeah.
It just seems to be a very, very primary core product substance to be using.
Okay.
Well, I could not agree more. I believe that if the driving thread between all of our degenerative conditions is that there's a huge component with inflammation, researchers are now discovering that omega-3 is what the body needs to restore the essential order of life, to bring tissue homeostasis back. That makes it radically different than some anti-inflammatory botanical that we would be taking in lieu of something like a COX-2 inhibitor.
Yeah.
So this is uniquely, and we've known it works. It's just that now we know a little bit more of how it works. And my former teacher, who was on your show before, Dr. Mackay, who I'm still close with, when he was recruited to work at the Council of Responsible Nutrition in D.C., told me just recently that they're very, very, very close to having omega-3, EPA, and DHA included in one of the upcoming government food pyramids.
Yeah.
Which will be huge.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. Amazing. Okay, let's take a call from Barbara from Westchester, Pennsylvania.
Thanks for a very interesting and informative show. What I'd like to know is the DHA in Neuramins that comes from algae, not from fish.
Okay.
Is it exactly the same as the DHA?
Wonderful, wonderful question, and that's why I took the question, because I thought it would have come up earlier. But what do you think, Stuart?
Well, I was at the big conference over the summer, and Dr. Stephen Kunane's group, and they wrote Survival of the Fattest. This one room was packed talking about algae, and this is what the new understanding is. Because these fatty acids are stereospecific, which means at each length of the fatty acid chain, they have different mechanisms. They work in their own unique ways. DHA does not, I'll say it again, does not retroconvert and go backwards in the EPA. DHA does not become EPA. If you take a lot of algae DHA, your body will not retroconvert it. What does it do? This is fascinating. It breaks it back off to the alpha-linoleic acid, which is much shorter, and the body has to elongate it again. So they're calling it recycling rather than retroconversion, which means you cannot get enough EPA drinking microalgae DHA. So ultimately, the fish oil has both preformed, and it's still the superior way to go.
Yes, but this is DHA, DHA, just plain DHA from algae. This is in capsules.
No, I understand. What I'm saying is
it's the same DHA.
Is only one component.
Yeah, well, that's supposedly that was the point for developing infants and for fetuses, and you know that the DHA was the important part of the fish oil in that milieu.
I think that was an oversimplification and a mistake that we made in trying to come up with these reductionist answers. We need both EPA and DHA together. Obviously, there's more DHA. In fetal development, there's a preferential shunt via the red blood cells. When we look at cord samples, there's six times the amount of DHA. So mom gives it away. It sits in the cord for the baby to use to build.
Mm-hmm.
My concern is people taking algae DHA that want an alternative to fish oil, thinking that they're going to get the full benefit.
No. Okay. All right. Thanks for that call, Barbara. And you hear that wonderful, wonderful music. You know what that means. That means that Noah's telling me that we have to break for one more commercial message.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula.
Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, well, Stuart, I'd like to thank you so much for being our guest this afternoon.
Oh, it was incredible. I had a great time. Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah, and once again, we will expect you again this fall sometime.
I look forward to it, Arnie. We'll take you to dinner again.
All right, my pleasure. Take care, Stuart.
Okay, bye-bye, Sam. Bye, Doc.
Okay.
See you.
Okay, we've come to the end of another episode in this ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. We've enjoyed spending this time with you. We hope you've enjoyed it, found it informative. Stay tuned for The Heart Show with Dr. Fred Vanini. We'll be back next Sunday, 2 o'clock.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.